seated. It's good to be here tonight. Good to see everybody that's come out of the house of the Lord. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Coming tonight. Amen. Let's pray for those that are still sick and different things this week. Let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them tonight. Amen. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand like to be remembered. Amen. God knows all about it. He knows the very sincere desire of our heart. Amen. So let's all stand. We're going to ask our ushers to come around, receive our evening tithes and offering, ask you to bless upon the service tonight. We leave here saying it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Yeah.
With you. Y'all remember my brother Tony, he dedicated to the hospital this afternoon.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes these old songs, they all mean a lot to me. But sometimes, you know, we get, I guess, probably carried away in the spirit to a certain extent. But then again, you know, it's really great. You know, sometimes y'all ought to come up here in this choir. Sometimes, you know, the spirit's real big. The Lord's blessing. But then, you know, we got a great big God. Time and place for everything.
Trouble waters came my way, the angels.
guess sometimes it's probably not too nice to call on yourself, but Johnny told us to sing a couple. Always had it. And there's an old song that I love to try to sing. It's been a while since I've sung it. As a matter of fact, I don't even really know what the name of it is, but it's an old song that's been handed down. I just merely call it the Book of Isaiah. I want you to listen to the words of this. Mostly now when we get to the choir, the chorus on it, I want you to listen to how this girl sings it. Jackie's always reminded me that they cover up for me a lot. So, but I want you to listen to the words of what this says and what it means. It talks about my Lord having our names in the place.
Thank you.
bucks. Praise the Lord. Play me one more verse, Kathy. The preacher's running late. Bible, the book of Romans, Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 6. And you pray for us tonight that we'll be able to get absent from the body and get present with the Lord. It sure is good to be here tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you that have come. Amen. From the very bottom of my heart, I know I encourage folks to come back tonight. About 15 told me, said, "Preacher, I can't be here tonight." Amen. So that's really encouraging. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 6. I know people's got things they have to do, but I appreciate you being with us. You pray for us. You hear my throat tonight. It's about gone. Amen. But we'll do the best we can as long as we can. Amen. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 6, reading through verse number 12. Amen. Look at what the Bible said here in the book of Romans. He said, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time," when we were yet without strength, in due time, "Christ died for the ungodly." Look at verse number 7. He said, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die." Verse number 8. He said, "But God commended his love toward us, even that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Verse number 9. He said, "Much more now, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him." Look at verse number 10. He said, "For if when we were enemies," get that, "for when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Verse number 11. Amen. "And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." One more verse. He said, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for they all have sinned." You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, we thank you, Lord, God, for being with us again tonight. We pray, Lord, that you allow us to get over on holy ground for a little while. Lord, touch our body, touch our voice. God, one more time tonight. Lord, that we'll be able to preach your word. Lord, hide us behind the cross. Lord, of your love and your mercy. God, we ask all these things. Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Have heard from me your scripture tonight. Have neighbor, the Lord's laid upon our heart. Have neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on for a little while, have neighbor, on this right here, have being reconciled to God. Amen. Have being reconciled to God. Reconciled means to restore. It means to restore our relationship. Relationships that are broken. Amen. I see my friend, the Bible said that sin destroys relationships. Many relationships have been destroyed by sin. Amen. Due to one man's sin that entered into the world and brought death upon every one of us. I listen, for since that fall, I listen, all have sinned. sin. Listen, neighbor, tonight, causing us to become enemies of God. Do you realize that tonight? When we got sin in our life, until we're saved, we're an enemy to God, and we're an enemy of God. That's what he said here in the blessed book tonight. See, my friend, see, death came from Adam, but righteousness and life came from Jesus Christ. Listen, neighbor, tonight. So if we've never been saved, listen, and still there on that great judgment day, he'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. See, my friend, tonight, it always has been and always will be to be reconciled with God. Listen, to be brought from death unto life, you got to go through Jesus Christ. Listen, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen, neighbor, tonight. See, we must be reconciled. And it only comes through that reconciliation process. Amen. You remember saying Wednesday night, listen, our Christian walk with the Lord is a process. Neighbor, tonight. And that's the same way, listen, our reconciliation to get man back in relationship with God. Listen, see, since the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden, when they sinned, listen, sin has been passed down from generation to generation, and there's been a separation between man and God. But Jesus came that man may be reconciled. Listen, back to him, out of that fellowship, I'll be back with him. Listen, I like what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 18. Reading through verse number 20, 18 through, listen, verse number 20. I'm talking about being reconciled with God, getting our life where it ought to be with the Lord. It ought to be our desire. Sister Rhonda sung that song. Our desire for our entire being. How to be like him. How to want to praise him and serve him. The only way we can do that is when we're in reconciliation. And when we restore that first love. When we've got that back that is a missing in our life. I notice what the Bible said. He said, in all things are of God. Listen to what he says right here. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to what? Himself. Amen. Listen, Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. And neighbor, tonight, I see my friend, it's like this. Neighbor, when God sees me, if he saw me as I am, he'd see the darkness of sin. He'd see the nature of sin. But when I reconciled and got my life right with God, listen, the Bible said reconciliation came through him. And see, my friend, it's just like a magnet. Neighbor, when I got saved, I attached myself, neighbor, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, and when that great day comes, he'll not see me. He'll see Jesus. And I'm so glad of that. For what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. Listen, notice what he said here. Listen, I go back to that last verse one more time. Neighbor, I like what he said here. He said, in all things are of God, who hath reconciled us, who has restored us, returned us. See, we were as sheep without a shepherd. We were as lost and blind without any hope. But Jesus come on the scene, and through him, through his salvation, I'm glad tonight we're reconciled by him. I listen, he paid the debt I owed. I thank God. It's nothing I deserve, but I'm glad tonight. I'm redeemed by love divine, Glory, glory, Christ is mine. And it all started with the reconciliation between me and God. Reconciliation. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself. Amen. Come here, Brother Matt. Amen. I'll use Brother Matt for example. Who has reconciled us by Jesus Christ and given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Hold your hands out like that, Brother Matt. Amen. See exactly what it is, Matt portraying Jesus. I reconciled him. He restored me. I listen, and this is what I did. Thank God. Amen. See my friend tonight. Hey, you can't see me, but you can see him. Thank God. I listen. That's exactly what the Lord did. Hey, he took my sins and clapped them to him. Amen. And went to the cross of Calvary and died for me and for you tonight. I don't know about you, Herman. I ain't gonna let him go. Thank God, I'm not letting him go. That's what reconciliation is. He said, all things are of God who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Amen. And hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse number 19. To wit, the God, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto him, and having committed us unto the world of reconciliation. Verse number 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, and though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. Being reconciled to God. Being in fellowship with him. Being in communion with him. Being in tune with him. Being where we ought to be, that God can use us for the honor and glory of God. Being reconciled with God. Preacher, how does this reconciliation, amen, process take place? Three things tonight that I believe we can look at. And I'm going to call them the ABCs of reconciliation. The ABCs of reconciliation. Thank God of getting our life out of my life and giving it to God. Hey, just say, Lord, you just take total control. Man, that's what I'm going to tell you. I've got a desire in my heart to be in the center of God's will. That's where I'm. Preacher, you're not there. No, I'm not. Amen. But I've got a desire that one day I will be. Man, I'm striving to get there. I'm praying to get there. I'm trying, Sister Olivia, I'm studying to get there. I listen, and every day I want to be closer and closer and closer unto the Lord. That's my desire, that I can be reconciled to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he'll use me for his honor and his glory, and where his precious word can go out without being void tonight. Amen. Reconciliation to God, it takes three things. It takes three things, especially if we're here tonight and you're lost. Amen. If you're here tonight and you've never been saved, you need to be reconciled to God. See, tonight, if you're here and you're not saved, if you're here tonight and you've never been born again, you're an enemy to God. You're his enemy. You're just as much an enemy as the devil. Preacher, that ain't popular, but it's the truth. Amen. Amen. We're either for him or we're against him. Thank God you can't straddle the fence. He said you'd be lukewarm. He'd spew you out of his mouth. We got to be one or the other. That's why he said choose you this day in whom you're going to serve. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve the world and you can't serve God. At the same time, there has to be reconciliation take place to be reconciled with the Lord Jesus Christ. So these three things are a must. These three things are an absolute. They have to happen in order for us to be completely reconciled and be covered by the blood of Jesus. Be covered by that great old big man, Jesus Christ. Thank God. Amen. Listen, number one tonight, listen, like I said, it's a process. Number one tonight is admit. We got to admit it. Amen. Listen, the biggest thing for people to do is to admit when they're wrong. Admit tonight, we've got to admit, hey, the first thing I had to do when the preacher said I was a sinner and I tried to throw it off on everybody else, he was talking about the guy behind me, he was talking about the one across the aisle, but one day after a while I realized, Brother Greg Rainey, I was a sinner, I was lost, I was undone, I was on my way to hell. I'm telling you, if you don't know him tonight, you've never met him, you're still lost. You're still lost. You got to admit you're a sinner. I'm a sinner, or I'm separated from God because of sin. To be restored, that means there's been a separation take place. We're separated from God because of sin. Sin is the only thing that can separate you from God. Amen. Somebody said, well, I'm just not as close as I ought to be. Guess what happens, sin? Amen. I'm just not where I ought to be. Sin. Sin draws you apart from God. It draws you away from Him. When we're in God's will, it draws us closer to Him. I like that song. It says, just a closer walk with Thee. That ought to be our desire every day. Every day, thank God, like I preached the other night. Today's the day the Lord has made, and we ought to be glad and rejoice in it every day of our life. But in order to reconcile with Him, we got to admit, preacher, I'm lost. Amen. I'm a sinner. I'm separated from God. Because of sin tonight, because of sin, even in the book of Genesis, because of sin, we're all, and you read it, I read it to you, we're all sentenced to die. We're all sentenced to die. We're going to leave the walks of this life. Now, I know there will be some that won't taste death, but I don't know who that may be. But I believe probably everybody in this building will probably leave the walks of this life one way or another. We're sentenced to die. When we was born into this world, when we came into this world, we started decaying, Brother Gary. From that day, and the older we get, the more and more and more our body begins to break down. Our body begins to give out. We're looking at death every day in our face. Amen. Death is because of sin. He said the wages of sin is what? Death. There's no way around it. God said it in His precious book. Sin is meant to destroy. Sin is meant to defeat. Sin is meant to kill. And listen, we've got to admit, if we want reconciliation with God, if we want that fellowship with the Lord, we've got to admit, I'm lost. We've got to admit, I'm lost. Or if we're out of the will of God and God's not blessing us and using us and we don't feel the joy of our salvation, we've found ourselves out of fellowship with God to be reconciled back to God, we still have to admit, I have sinned. Amen. I have sinned. I'm not talking about tell me. I don't need to know. Amen. People come up and say, preacher, I've done this. Now, I don't care. You need to take that to God. You take that to God. Amen. You bring it to the Lord. He's the one. I can forgive you all day. But if God still got it, you're still an enemy to God. You're still an enemy to God. In order to be reconciled with Him, we gotta admit we're a sinner. Admit we're out of fellowship with God. See, when sin brings death, it causes an eternal separation from God. Did He not tell the rich man that lifted his eyes up in hell? He said, between you and there is a great gulf fixed. Eternal separation that takes place when we totally condemn our life to die under the bondage of sin. There's an eternal separation that happens between man, woman, and God. And when we're going, but we must admit that we're lost. So we must admit we need Him. We must admit we need Him. Not only should we admit we need Him, but we got to admit we want Him.
Yeah.
See, that a lot of people tonight, they will not admit they're lost. And they will not admit they need help. And they will not admit that they need Jesus Christ. They just won't do it tonight. But in order for reconciliation to take place, in order to get our sins latched upon Jesus Christ, we must be born again.
Amen.
We must be born again. We got to admit we're a sinner. We got to admit we're lost. We got to admit all these things. And then, going on very quickly, not only in being reconciled with God, being reconciled means to restore relationships. Reconcile is to restore. If me and Brother Robert Brown here, we've got to knock down, drag out. In order to get our relationship back where it is or needs to be, amen, we got to get that thing restored. We got to reconcile with one another. Reconciliation, that's what it is between you and God. When sin comes into our life, there's a blockage between you and God. God's not going to bless you. God's not going to bless you. That's why I wonder about these folks. They're living like the devil. They're out of the will of God. And then they want to come in church and try to shout. It don't happen that way, folks. It don't happen that way. Amen. You may fool some of the people, but you ain't fooling me and you ain't fooling God. Amen. God knows. He knows the real deal. And He knows where we are tonight. In order to get where we ought to be with the Lord, we got to reconcile with Him. Admit I need help. Admit I need Him. Admit I need to deny myself. Take up the cross and follow Him because I need reconciliation between me and God. Admit. Then number two tonight, not only do we have to admit it, number two, we got to believe it. We got to believe it. We got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. No doubt about it. Not well, preacher, I don't know. According to the scientific or kind of this or that. I don't give a hill of beans about that. I go by the B-I-B-L-E. I go by the Word of God. The Bible said that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We've got to believe that tonight. In order to latch our sins upon Him, in order to be forgiven, in order to be reconciled with God, in order to be in fellowship with God, we got to admit we're lost. We got to admit we're out of the will of God. Then we got to believe in this man called Jesus Christ. We got to believe in Him. Believe Jesus is the Son of God. And then we got to accept God's gift for forgiveness of sin. See, Jesus Christ is the forgiveness of sin.
Yeah.
And I've always said this, in order to be forgiven of our sins, we got to go through Him.
Right.
It's just the process. It's just the process of reconciliation. We've got to go through Him. We've got to go through God's gift.
Yeah.
It is a gift. We've got to accept that gift.
Yeah.
Look at what the Bible says in Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 8. Really what we got to do, Brother Dennis, in order to be reconciled, we got to believe in what we just admitted.
Amen.
We got to believe in what we just admitted. I'm a sinner. We got to believe we're a sinner.
Yeah.
I need help. We got to believe that. We got to believe that. We got to believe in what we just admitted to. Amen. Look at what the Bible said. And I'm talking about reconciliation tonight. The Bible said, Romans chapter number 5, verse number 8. The Bible said, but God commended His love toward us. In that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Christ died for us. It always has been the blood. It always will be the blood. He said, you must be born again. It still takes old-fashioned repentance. Amen. It still takes falling on our knees, crying out to a holy God, and asking him humbly, will he come into our life? We must confess our sins in order to reconcile with him. Not only do we confess them, but we got to believe in what we just ask and admit that. Number one is admit, being reconciled to God. First of all, is first thing that has to take place is we got to admit it. We got to admit it. We got to admit it to who, preacher? God. We got to admit it to God. The Holy Spirit deals with us. The Holy Spirit pricks our heart. We know, boy, he's dealing with us. It ain't the preacher. And it ain't that hamburger you eat before you came. It's the Holy Spirit of God. And he's dealing with your heart. And we have to admit that. We have to admit, man, I'm out of the will of God. Man, here I am trying to go to church, trying to do this, but I am out of the will of God. And that's when we have to admit that. And then we got to believe in who can help us. We got to believe in who can help us. Who can help us in the situation that we're in? Jesus can. Jesus can. Then number three, I've got to hurry. Not only in being reconciled to God to restore our relationship to him, we have to admit and believe. But I said it a while ago, it slipped out. My third one did. Admit, believe, and then number three, we just got to confess. You ever heard that confession is good for the soul? That's absolutely true. Amen. He said confess. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. Look at what the Bible said in Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9. I like this. It takes confessing. Confessing, Father, I have sinned. Father, I am out of fellowship with you. Father, there are things in my life that are hindering the moving of the Spirit in my life, and I need to get rid of it. Look at what he said. That if thou shalt what? Surely I got more than four awake. That if thou shalt what? Thank you. It's good to have y'all back with us. That if thou shalt confess with what? Thy mouth. Ricky can't do it for me. Robert can't do it for me. He said, I got to do it with my own mouth. Amen. It's like me doing something against Lisa. Call Samantha and tell her, call your mama and tell her I'm sorry. That ain't worth a hill of beans. Is it, men? You can say amen right there. It's better than me calling myself. Amen. Thank God you can just send the text. Ain't that God good? I sent her a rose the other day. I want to tell you, you know, you can do that now. Did y'all know that? I just discovered it. So, Trish, I sent her a little rose. And I'll get back to the sermon in a minute. I sent her a little rose. And I texted her and I asked her, see, so I said, did you like your flower? She said, I did. That was pretty. I texted her back and I said, well, it's a lot cheaper. Amen, it was. I asked her if she wanted a dozen tomorrow. Now, where am I at? Confess your faith. Ask him with your mouth, with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in what? In thine heart. Notice every bit of this is personal. Nobody can do it for you. If you're out of fellowship with God, nobody can help you get back except yourself. You got to have a desire for it. You got to have a longing for it. You got to do something about it. Amen. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Reconciliation process completed. See, you don't have to beg God. If you're lost or you're out of the will of God, You don't have to come up and say, oh, please, God, please, please. I have begged him sometimes, but you don't have to because he's there. He wants to hear your prayer. He wants to hear your cry. He wants to hear your plea. Reconciliation, being reconciled back to God.
Amen.
Being reconciled. We've all been away from him.
Yeah.
Every one of us in here, there's been times in our life, whether we've been saved 5 months or 50 years, there's been times in our life, whether we let the things of the world get on us or whether this or that may take place, we've got out of fellowship with God, and there's come a time that we need reconcile back with him, to be on fire for him.
Amen.
I told you tonight what has to take place in order to get that. See, if you'll do these three things, when the Holy Spirit pricks your heart, you can and will be reconciled. You can be back with God. Because of this one thing, when we're reconciled with God, he no longer sees you as an enemy to God. He no longer sees you as an enemy. He now sees you as his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Ain't you glad of that?
Amen.
Thank God for Calvary.
Amen.
Thank God. All I had to do was repent of my sins. Ask him to come into my life, confess him before him. And man, he saved me, and I'm saved till the day of redemption.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Ain't you glad of that tonight? We're going to ask Brother whoever, somebody to come, sing a verse of a song. You never know around here. Come on, Brother Herman. What you got?
53.
Page 53. 153.
Lord, I'm coming home.
153. Reconciliation, to be reconciled, to be back in the acquaintance with God. Do you remember when the Lord saved you?
That's right.
You remember, boy, it felt so good. You felt clean on the outside. You were as holy could be until you left that service.
Amen.
Amen. You was on fire for God. You had a desire to serve God, but after time, it kind of flickers. That's when we need to reconcile with him. Reconcile with him to get back our first love, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. What we sing, Brother Herman?